These two strategies are becoming more used by startups. However, their understanding may not be so clear. Based on the type of ocean, you can assess the two strategies in order to see if it is optimal to enter the market or not. Let's take a look at the two oceans and the strategies they come with. So, a red ocean strategy involves competing in industries that are currently in existence. This often requires overcoming an intense level of competition and can often involve the commoditization of the industry where companies are competing mainly on price. For this strategy, the key goals are to beat the competition to gain the most amount of value and exploit existing demand. The competitors will always be evolving and on the hunt to use aggressive marketing techniques such as competitive pricing to win over your consumers. As you are entering this market, you need to see where the demand is and capture it. For example, customer retention is quite important in such a market because you want to win over as many consumers as you can because new buyers are too difficult to attract to red ocean industries. There's also one important thing to consider about the red ocean market. You'll have to choose from value or low cost, as here you can't have both or you fail in the competition. So that is where you make the value-cost trade-off, as most of current companies in red waters do. And this limitation will always lead to the key strategic decision for a company. Either you have product differentiation or low cost as the main strategy. Whichever is chosen, the organization must align all activities with one of these strategic directions. Here we are getting to the blue ocean strategy. It is based on creating demand that is not currently in existence, rather than fighting over it with other companies. You must keep in mind that there is a deeper potential of the marketplace that hasn't been explored yet. Most blue oceans are created from within red oceans by expanding existing industry boundaries. The key to a successful blue ocean strategy is finding the right market opportunity and making the competition irrelevant. A blue ocean is focused more on creating new markets based on upcoming trends or demands of consumers. For example, if a new generation of smartphones comes to the market, this may require new technology, such as a new type of device to charge the phone, or something else that is an extra necessity to make the life of the user easier. As the competition is fairly low and they are mainly focusing on their own innovations as well as products, there is no need to focus on their actions. There is a focus on trying to increase the size of the industry by attracting people who have never purchased in that industry. What is great about this market is that it can be quite flexible. If a new demand appears on the market which is not met, you can either improve your product with a new version that meets the certain demand, or just create a new demand that focuses on solving that certain problem that the customer has, which has created a demand in the first place. A quite innovative strategy to use in the blue ocean market is to take the innovative product or service and create your own sort of market based on different criteria, such as focusing on a specific demand within a wider market and offering many different solutions. By focusing on a smaller niche, this offers a better chance to gain most of the consumers within the niche, the segment of the market, in your own favourites, as well as turning them into loyal customers. As for the value-cost trade-off, the Blue Ocean strategy has broken that concept and developed the tools for assuring that both high value and low cost are achieved. In fact, if you don't break the value-cost trade-off, competitors will easily duplicate what you are doing and the ocean will once again be very red. So, the main strategic actions will be headed on having both differentiation and low cost. To put it simply, you are going to look at every process and cut all unnecessary costs that don't create or contribute to value. The two strategies have their own advantages as well as disadvantages. For the right product or service, they can both be very efficient. Personally, I would recommend the red ocean strategy towards startups as well as small to medium-sized enterprises, as they can be more productive in such markets, therefore more profitable. I believe that the blue ocean strategy is intended more for multinational enterprises because it may require more resources to survive and be successful in those markets. At the same time, you need to understand that neither of the two strategies needs to be applicable to a type of organization. They can both be successful for all organizations and businesses if the environment of the market is a habitable environment in which to do business.